This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Donald Trump says he is indifferent about the prospect of talks with Iran after 2 weeks of back-and-forth attacks and his imposition of fresh sanctions targeting the Iranian economy. His national security adviser Robert O'Brien told CBS's Face the Nation Sunday morning that Iran is being choked off and that U.S. officials see an opportunity to further intensify pressure on the country's leaders and leave them with no choice but to negotiate. Anti-government protests erupted again Sunday night in Iran for a second day of demonstrations against the military, which first denied and then admitted it mistakenly shot down a civilian Ukrainian plane last week, killing all 176 on board. Meanwhile, AP correspondent John Gambrell reports that an initial Iranian investigation of the crash
says that the plane was on fire and that the crew didn't make a call for help before it crashed outside of Tehran. This report comes as Iran faces a lot of pressure internationally over the crash and a lot of questions as well.
A close associate of Rudy Giuliani, President Donald Trump's personal lawyer, provided text messages and photos to the U.S. House of Representatives committee leading the Trump impeachment inquiry. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
Joseph Bondi is the lawyer for Lev Parnas, who was deeply involved in efforts by Giuliani to press Ukraine to open an investigation into Joe Biden and Biden's son. Bondi tweeted, "They worked through the night to get data from two of his clients' smartphones to the House Intelligence Committee." President Trump has already been impeached in the House, but Chair Adam Schiff says the committee is still working to gather information leading up to the president's trial in the Senate. Bondi's tweets include a photo of Parnas posing with President Trump, both smiling and giving a thumbs up with the hashtag #LetLevSpeak. Ed Donahue, Washington.
From Washington, D.C., this is VOA News.